بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله ما عداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. قالوا: وما لنا في هذه؟ قال: لكل شعرة حسنة. قال: وما لنا في الصوف يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: لكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Almighty Allah through His infinite mercy has granted us this holy occasion that we are witnessing Yawm al-Eid. This Yawm al-Udhiyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Khayrul Ayyami Yawm al-Nahar, that the best day in the whole year is Yawm al-Nahar, the day of Qurbani, the day of sacrifice. There is no greater day than this. And why this day is so significant, so holiest and precious, is because very great amal in the history of human being took place in this day, on the 10th of Dhul-Hijj. And that father is sacrificing his own and only son, his beloved son, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is strange, in logic world, it doesn't make sense that a father who sacrifices everything for the sake of his children. Now here, one father is prepared to sacrifice his own beloved son for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us just think and ponder. In today's time, any father amongst us sitting over here, if they see or he sees in the dream similar to what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has seen in his dream, that is slaughtering his son. The question arises, is it permissible? It is lawful to that father in today's time who see in his dream that is slaughtering his own son. And next morning, when he wakes up, can he take his son to the farm and put the knife on his neck? No, brothers. In Sharia is not allowed. If anyone does this act in today's time, he will be sinner. He will be regarded as a killer. He won't get any reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he will be punished by Almighty Allah. Dream is safe. Amal is safe. But he won't get any reward. What is the difference? Difference is, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the dream of Anbiya alayhi salam is part of revelation. It is true dream. A shaitan and devil cannot interfere or influence even in the dream to the Nabi and Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they are protected in their daily life. They are even protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are sleeping. They cannot see the dream randomly, like we are seeing dream at night, where and where we go and what we do. When our eyes opens, we laugh sometime on ourselves. What I was doing? It's impossible what I was doing. Illogic. So our dreams are not the true dreams. Our dreams are not equivalent to the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why if any person claims that he has seen in his dream last night and he's slaughtering his own son, it is not allowed for him to go out and do the same act of Khalilullah Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when a Nabi of Allah get the revelation from Almighty Allah, there is no choice for him. He cannot even ask anything. He cannot question. There is a direct demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And exactly what is the demand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every Nabi and Rasul and Prophet and Messenger has to do it. Regardless, it makes sense to him, doesn't make sense to him. It is logic or illogic. It is convenient or inconvenient. Doesn't matter. They are bound to follow the instructions of Almighty in any way, in any case, in any circumstances. Period. And this is not the case of an ordinary man. We are so different. That is why whatever command comes to the Nabi of Allah, immediately they put into the practice without saying any word or arguing or debating or asking the logic and reason and wisdom behind the command. They are obedient, chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Almighty Allah has praised our beloved Hazrat Khalilullah in the Holy Quran, is qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alamin. There is no delay. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, O Ibrahim, bow down, submit yourself. Immediately, qala aslamtu. Without asking any word, there is no waw or alif or anything in between. There is no space in between. The moment the command came from Almighty Allah, immediately Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam put it into the practice. Without understanding, without any circumstances thinking what I'm going to do, what will be the end result, what will be the circumstances in future. They don't worry. They don't regard. They don't think. It doesn't cross to their minds. What Allah, the Amr of Allah, the Hukam of Allah, the command of Almighty Allah is final. And it's perfect. And we just have to put it in practice. Amrullah. Hukam of Allah. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is higher and better than the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the Nabi have this iman, this faith, this conviction that when my Allah, my Malik, my Khalik, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Protector and Provider, if He's commanding me to do something, it should be always good. The end result will be good. Right now, it seems against my nature, against my liking, against my understanding, against my feelings, it is very hard and difficult to practice the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment you put in practice every word, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into action, then you will see the end result. An end result always good and profitable and precious and virtuous. Exactly. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded that, O Ibrahim, take your wife and your infant child and drop him them in the desert. Wadi ghair zi zara, a barren land. He didn't ask, didn't question Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, such a beautiful wife, so she's so young. In just 1 year we have got married, and now through her, after long wait of 86 years of my age, finally you granted us the son through her. She is very beloved to me. She is so young. She has no experience of living alone. And she is princess. She was abroad in the palace with all the luxuries. She was the daughter of the king of Egypt, Hazrat Hajar. She never experienced any kind of difficulty, hardship, calamity, physically, mentally, financially, in her entire life, since she was born, up till she became a baligh and she got married to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. She had no experience of any difficulty whatsoever. And here, the husband is saying, let's go. We have to go somewhere. Where? I don't know. Jibril salam is coming as a GPS and guiding Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajra and infant Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. 2,000 miles of journey or kilometers from Palestine all the way to Bataha, Faran. At the time it was not the name of Makkah Mukarramah. No one knew this name. And the desert between the two mountains, the valley of Makkah, nearby Kaabatullah, the foundation of Kaabatullah. Kaabatullah was not in existence. It was destroyed. Nothing was, barren land. And there, Hazrat Jibreel Salaam on the way, Hazrat Ibrahim Salaam on the way, whenever he sees the jungle, the sceneries, the nice place, he used to ask Jibreel Salaam, can I drop my family over here? Jibreel Salaam said, no, not this place. Carry on further. Until they saw the desert of Arabia. And there Hazrat Ibrahim Salaam is wondering. As a human being is thinking, what will happen to my family? But he was a Nabi of Allah, devoted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He dropped them nearby Kaabatullah and never talking any word during whole this journey. He was not allowed to talk or answer any question. When he dropped, gave him some water and dates to survive as a physical means, and he left, is going back without talking, without farewell, without greeting. And such a beloved husband, such a loving husband, since she got married, she never experienced any bad from her husband. Always he was so loving and so caring and so taking care and sincere towards Hazrat Hajra. And all of a sudden, his attitude has changed. He's not even talking to her beloved wife. He's not kissing the child for the last time. just leaving. And she is going back, not even looking to them. Now the Hajra is a young woman, worried. She says, "Oh my husband, what wrong I have done? I apologize. Please forgive me if I have did something wrong to you. Please don't be so angry with me. What I have done, please explain me. I can correct myself." This and that. She keep on asking, running behind the husband for 6 miles. He's not answering. Imagine a person is running from here to Vacaville and keep on asking, and husband is keeping quiet, silent. Not a single word, because he was not allowed to speak. Finally, she was a very intelligent woman.